Hey, it's Anna Sale, and I want to thank you for listening to Death, Sex, and Money, where I explore the big questions and hard choices that are often left out of polite conversation. You can hear new episodes ad-free every week on Amazon Music, where you can find Death, Sex, and Money and all of your Slate favorites without the ads.
Hi, I'm Josh Levine. My podcast, The Queen, tells the story of Linda Taylor. She was a con artist, a kidnapper, and maybe even a murderer. She was also given the title The Welfare Queen, and her story was used by Ronald Reagan to justify slashing aid to the poor. Now, it's time to hear her real story. Over the course of four episodes, you'll find out what was done to Linda Taylor, what she did to others, and what was done in her name.
The great lesson of this, for me, is that people will come to their own conclusions based on what their prejudices are.
Subscribe to The Queen on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening right now.
Okay, so this is producer Katie Bishop. I'm here in the studio with producer Annabelle Bacon.
Hey, Katie.
Hey. So we just put out our episode about STIs, and we're getting some emails in the inbox.
Yeah, people are responding to this episode.
And we wanted to take a second to talk about one email in particular that came in today.
Yeah, so we got an email from a listener who said that he really was glad to hear the episode, loved hearing us talk about sexually transmitted infections. But this guy was a little bit frustrated because he wished that we had talked more explicitly about what a disclosure conversation actually sounds like. He said, "You need to get back into this episode. You need to talk about how people break that taboo. How do they do it? What should you say? What are the tactics? How to break the news to a partner?" I don't think he's wrong.
Yeah, because in the episode, we talk a lot about people disclosing, telling their partners, but we didn't actually talk about the words that they used when they did it.
No, and those are really hard conversations.
And in the process of talking about this email from a listener that we got today, we remembered something else that we'd gotten in our inbox.
Yes, back in the summer, we got this fantastic note from a woman who wanted to be called Hannah, and she had recently found out that she was diagnosed with HSV2, which is genital herpes. And when Hannah wrote us this email, she was still trying to figure out, what is this going to mean for my sex life? How much is going to change? How am I going to have these conversations where I tell my partners that I have herpes? So Hannah did this incredible thing. She wrote out an entire note to us, and this was totally hypothetical. She'd never sent it to a partner, but it was to help her figure out, what would it sound like if I said what I wanted to say to my partners about my STI?
And then she recorded it for us.
"Dear sir or madam, my name is Hannah, and if you're reading this email, it means that you are considering having sex with me, and I with you. Congrats! Sex with me has previously been described as fun, hot, and awesome. Before we go any further, here's something you need to know. I have herpes. HSV2. Yep, that's the genital kind. Now, you may be thinking, well, there goes that one, and she had such a nice ass, too. Here's the thing, though. Herpes is not a big deal. The only way it affects my life is needing to send you this email and dealing with the social stigma surrounding it. If you've read this far without locking your doors, bathing in bleach, and deleting my number, I like you even more already. Here are some useful facts for you to know. HSV2 is a relatively minor skin condition. Having sex with me is really fucking fun. About 1 in 8 Americans have HSV2. Most people who have it don't ever get a symptom and don't know they have it. I have never had an outbreak. Once you have it, the virus lives inside of you forever. Spooky. I can take a medication called Valtrex, which lowers if you the have chances a penis, of my transmission. We're definitely even using further.
Condoms don't completely prevent.
If you have a vagina, but sorry, but your chances of contracting it are higher.
I'll bring the dental dams.
Yes, I could give you herpes, but you could also get herpes from someone who doesn't know they have it, because most people who have it don't know they do. Please see the infographic below for more information on transmission rates. Please see me in my bedroom for more information on my favorite kinks. Anyway, that's the full deal. Take whatever time you need and let me know if you still want to get some of this. Sincerely, Hannah."
I love that email so much.
It's really amazing to hear somebody just spell it all out like that.
Yeah, Yeah, and with like a sense that this is okay. We can have these conversations and it doesn't have to be the end of the world.
Listening to this email from Hannah, it just made us realize that this is such an important exercise for people who have STIs to say these things out loud, and also for people who don't have STIs to hear it.
So, inspired by Hannah's email and that first email we got that asked us to share more explicit conversations about disclosure, we have an assignment for you.
This weekend, before Monday, we want you to take out your phone, open up your voice memo app, and record yourself as if you're talking to a partner about your STI. If you've had this conversation in your real life before, use the words that you used then. And if you haven't had it yet, but you'd like to have some practice, just say what you'd like to say out loud.
We're going to take all of the voice memos that you send us, and we're going to share them with you very soon. Don't worry, we will keep you anonymous.
So again, send in your voice memos by the end of the weekend. The email address is deathsexmoney@wnyc.org. I want to thank you for listening and for all your support as we at Death, Sex, and Money have made our move to Slate. Your stories, voice memos, and emails have meant so much to the team. As part of this transition, there's a new way to support our show financially at Slate, our new home, and you'll get something special in return. Subscribe to Slate Plus, and you'll not only support our work on Death, Sex, and Money, you'll get access to new benefits, including listening to us and all of the other great shows Slate makes, like Slow Burn and Decoder Ring, without any ads or sponsor breaks. To subscribe, just click Try Free at the top of the Death, Sex, and Money show page on Apple Podcasts, or visit slate.com/DSM+ to get access wherever you listen. Thanks.